NAB that actually says we have an accredited programme that we've been working towards. So the action plan is in within our business plan. But because we couldn't come up with a target that we could actually achieve or deliver or aspire to, that's why it wasn't put forward as a smart target.
Chair, could I come in there just quickly on that one? Who put it into your last PFG now? No, I'm trying to understand the mindset. You know, we had 27% reduction in TB, final herd instance. The last programme for government, where's the mindset, or what changed in the department's mindset that all of a sudden we can't deliver a target, we can't set a target, and we're not going to put it forward?
If I wasn't there, sorry. Can't say that. I'm not sure what the background to it was.
I wasn't there.
But there we go.
What I can say.
Not my fault. Were you there, Kate?
I was there. But I don't deal with TV.
Same for me.
What I can say, though, is I think there has been an appreciation that while we can't have a specific target for TB, one of the most important things we can do in TB is to have a programme which is internationally recognised and which will allow us to draw down EU funding and keep our export markets open for the cattle population on Ireland. That's priority number one, and that's why we've gone for that. I think people generally accept that, and we're working on what progress can we make in the future in terms of reduction in disease.
Well, I fully accept that. I can't understand how it can be a target in one PFG, then you can sit here and tell us it can't be measured, it can't be on, it can't be on the next one. But if the simple explanation is you change staff so that you can work your PFG accordingly, or...
We're happy to come back with that and come back with a response to the committee on that.
If you find the boy who was there, I'll find him the last one.
Okay, so, of course, Kelly,